Chinese foreign direct investment, or FDI as we call it for short, is still modest compared to investments from other parts of the world, but it's been increasing quite significantly by 10 times or so between 2003 and 2009. Much of that investment is concentrated in resource-rich countries in sub-Saharan Africa, countries like South Africa, Nigeria, Zambia, Democratic Republic of Congo. But increasingly, we see investments also in other areas, in construction, in light manufacturing, in other countries that are not resource-rich. Ethiopia is a good example of that.
Have you yourself, in your travels in African nations, witnessed any examples of these sort of investments?
I have. I think Chinese investments are evident, you know, across sub-Saharan Africa. But I was recently in Niger, and their Chinese investments in the petroleum sector, the oil sector, are quite evident. I also visited Liberia and was able to see the work of Chinese contractors in roads.
From China's perspective, they've suggested that their investments into Africa, this is a new type of exchange. It's an equal exchange. It's not so much about Africa being on the receiving end of aid. It's more of a transfer of knowledge and experience. Do you agree with that assessment?
Well, I think China itself is still developing, and it sees this experience as offering valuable lessons for sub-Saharan Africa, in particular in the areas of infrastructure where China has done quite a bit and where I agree that sub-Saharan Africa has quite a bit to learn from China. I think Africa itself is really changing quite a bit from a focus on development assistance to increasingly more focus on expanding trade and investments, which I think is a very, very good thing indeed. And in that context, lessons from China are very valuable.
What's the outlook for Chinese investment in Africa in the years ahead? What can we expect?
Well, the outlook for investment in Africa generally is very bright indeed, including for Chinese investments. At the same time, labor costs are rising in China. As labor costs increase in China, the investors in those industries in China may be looking outside to expand their investments in other countries with lower cost labor. And Africa is likely to be a place where those investors see some attraction.